Good morning, everyone. We are now continuing in our learning of Psukah de Zimra. We are up to the parak of Tehillim Kuf Mem Tes, Halleluka Shir Lashem Shir Chadash. This parak, as the Rif explains, is part of the Psukah de Zimra, finishing with Ashrei, and then going through the last five parakim of Tehillim going forward. And that constitutes for the Rif, Psukah de Zimra, and that's why we're mentioning this parak next in the order. In terms of structure, the parak has four sections. The first section is an introduction, which is David HaMelech charges the world to sing a new song among the Chasidim. That's the first pasuk. The second section, which from pasuk Beis to Dalet, envisions the Jewish nation praising about the redemption. The third section transitions to the Chasidim praising Akash Baruch Hu, and as well being protected through their praises, as well as through their actions of using of weapons, as in Pasuk Hei Vav. And the last section, from Pasuk Zayin to Tes, discusses the Nekama that Hashem will give, or the people will give in the future, as the Torah says, as Mishpat Kasuv, as the Torah itself writes, and that's going to be a praise for the Chasidim as well. So going into details, the first Pasuk is an introduction to the entire parak. It says, Haluka, they will praise Hashem, Shir Lashem Shechadash, sing a new song to Hashem, Tilasov B'kach Chasidim, his praise will be amongst the group of Chasidim. And this is going to be a discussion amongst the Mefarshim, and it's going to follow through throughout the rest of the parak, about who these Chasidim are. Following in the from the previous parak, Refresh explains that the Chasidim are the non-pious Jews who, through Bnei Yisrael, in Mitzvah Galus, came to the realization of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and now they are joining into this new song, finally attaining the Geula. They're now able to fully express their appreciation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu with Bnei Yisrael. The Radak and the Malbim, however, understand that Kal Chasidim are referring to the Jewish people, either, as the Radak understands, as the entire Jewish nation, and seemingly for the Malbim, it seems like only the spiritual elite of Kal Yisrael, who have a closer bond with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the rest of the world follows these people in praise of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. As an aside, the Radak explains that the word Shir Chadash, the emphasis of why we need a new song, is because we reach the level of Geula, it's not sufficient with the previous songs. We have a new appreciation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and now we have to have a new song to reflect that appreciation. Moving on to the second section, after the introduction, the section discusses the Jewish nation's praise of HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the redemption. And the pasuk begins, Yismach Yisrael Belsav, B'nei Tzion Egil V'makam. Yisrael will be happy with its creator, with the one who made it, with the one who made it, makes it, and which is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the sons of Tzion will be joyous with their king. For Refersh, he understands that this section, these two clauses of Yismach Yisrael and B'nei Tzion Egilu, are referring to two different appreciations of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in B'nei Yisrael's life, throughout the Galus and into the Geula. And he explains that the term Yisrael represents the Jewish nation at its climax, and that appreciation comes because they recognize Hashem as the Osav. And Refersh explains the word Osav is both a plural form, Osim, as well as in the present tense, as a currently ongoing process. And he explains that the plural is reflective of the plural form of Adnos, like Elohim, which shows Hashem's control over reality, as well as the consistent force that is currently being used, that force is being consistently used on Bnei Yisrael. So Bnei Yisrael, who've attained a high level of existence throughout history, reaching the Geula, recognize that Kadosh Baruch Hu is the one who is the consistent force which allows them to attain that level. And the second appreciation and reflection is that Bnei Tzion and Gilu Makam, the people of Tzion who embodied what Tzion is, what the Ratzon Hashem is, they now are fully able to express the Malchus Hashem that they've always been recognizing. But now, because of the Geula, the world recognizes that Malchus even more. And Bnei Yisrael can express that recognition even more. The Malbim, however, understands that these two clauses reflect two different groups of Bnei Yisrael. And he explains, the first group is the general klal of Yisrael, and Yismach Yisrael B'Osav, they'll have a general simcha, recognizing Hashem who made them, who formed them, and that's just a general level of simcha. But there's an even higher level of simcha of the Bnei Tzion, those who've experienced this, the close connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even greater than the rest of the people. They'll have gil, which is a new appreciation, a new dimension of understanding HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and they're going to be praising Hashem during this time going further. After this appreciation of this initial praise of Bnei Yisrael over the Gula, it says Yihalu Shema B'machal, they'll praise Hashem with circles, Bisofa V'chino Yizamrlo, with a drum and a harp, they'll praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the Radak explains that these two expressions are simply both praising Hashem in with song and also with instruments, different expressions of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, different praises of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in their lives. The Malbim, following in his previous comments in the earlier parak, discusses the idea of Machal, makes a reference to the point that Bnei Yisrael are the people who bring the world back up into the spiritual realms, creating a full circuit from HaKadosh Baruch Hu going, being mashpia into the world, and the world being uplifted through Bnei Yisrael back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The last pasuk in the section explains why Hashem wants the emphasis of the Bnei Yisrael praising Hashem is Kiros Hashem Bamo, Hashem wants his nation, Yifa'er Navim Bishua, those who are humble will be glorified with salvation. The Radak explains that this pasuk is justifying the praise, the great praise of Bnei Yisrael, because while the entire world praises HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem wants Bnei Yisrael's praises because of their number one anava, their humility, and also their Yeshua, their appreciation of Hashem's redemption that He has done for them. The Malbim, however, understands, seemingly following his previous explanation of the last pasuk, that these are two clauses of expressions of different segments of Klal Yisrael. Kiratz Hashem Bamo, Hashem wants his nation as the general nation, but Yifa'er, Hashem will be adorned through the Anavim, those who are humble, Bishua, through their salvation, because they have a deeper appreciation for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Moving on to the third section, we now shift to talking about the Chassidim, Ya'azu Chassidim, and their praise of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, through their praises and their protection, their military protection. Ya'azu Chassidim Mechavod, the Pasuk in Pasuk Hei explains that the Chassidim will praise Hashem with honor. Ya'anu Amish Kosam, they will sing praise to Hashem on their beds. According to the Malbim and the Radak, they understand that this Pasuk is referring to the Chassidim of the Jewish nation, and the Radak specifically for the entire Jewish nation. And therefore, their explanation is as follows. Ya'azu Chassidim Mechavod. The Radak explains that the Jewish people, all in its entirety, will praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the fact that they've retained kavod, this eternal geula, which is a reflection of their great status, and yiranu amish kavosam, and they'll be able to become and bimenucha because of this geula status, and that's going to be a source of their praise. The Malbim explains that on a similar pattern, that this is a praise of the chassidim of the Jewish people, but they're praising HaKadosh Baruch Hu for their praise is referring to the kavod Hashem, because now they've reached this great perception of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the majesty of Him in the world and their own personal lives. They now praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu for that great honor that they appreciate. And the description of that appreciation is Yaranu Amish Kavasam, meaning their appreciation goes, as the Malbim explains, either even after the singing and dancing of Tof of Machal, and even when they're lying down after the party, they still have more praise to give to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Or it's referring to the eternal sleep, which is after they pass, these chassidim pass away, they still have this connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu because they've attained a spiritual connection with Hashem. As an aside, the Ibn Ezra and the Radak note that at nighttime is when people are more calm and at peace, and they're better able to focus on praising HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's what the emphasis is Ra'anu Amish Kosam. They're able to have that greater appreciation when everything is calm and they're able to relax and think. Refersh, however, understands that this pasuk is referring to the Chassidi Umos Olam, those people who throughout the Galus have learned from the Bnei Yisrael and were following the values of the Jewish people, but weren't able to fully express that until now in the Geula. So now, the praise, as David Melech explains, is Ya'azu Chassidim Mechavot. The Chassidim are now able to properly praise, are properly able to be looked up with honor and distinction because of their lifestyle, because now the world recognizes that Hashem is in charge and rules the world. And Yiranu Amishkavasam, the Chasidim now don't feel threatened because of the rest from the rest of the world, because of their values, because now HaKadosh Baruch Hu is recognized as the Melech. Moving on to the next pasuk, after talking about the Chasidim's praise, it now says, Ramos Kabrigonam, the praises of Hashem are on their throat, and a two-sided sword is in their hands. So, following in the first approach of the Malbim and the Radak, who understand this to refer to the Jewish nation in large, the Radak explains that this pasuk is referring to the end of days and how Bnei Israel will ultimately attain the Geula, and that's through the war of Gog and Magog. And he explains that there are two ways to fight them. Either Ramos Kabrigonam, number one, with tefillah, and number two, V'cher Pefias B'dam, and through the sword to defeat the enemies. The Malbim understands a similar dichotomy, but seemingly understands this to be referring to almost like the Yom HaDin, in the sense that in the end of the days, there's going to be two ways to defeat the enemies or give justice to the enemies of Bnei Israel. One on a spiritual plane, a theological plane, and also on a physical plane. In terms of the conflicts in theology, Ramos Kabrigonam, the praises of Bnei Israel, will be raised up on against the nations as a way to combat the theological misunderstandings and arguments that the nations of the world have against the Jewish people. And also, Cher Pefios Be'adam, there'll be this recognition of Nekama, and justice will be given to the nations through the sword in the end of days on the Yom HaDin. Other Mepharshim explained that this is actually one continuous pasuk, in the sense that the Ramos Kabrigonam, the tefillah itself, is the Cher Pefios Be'adam, is the sword that we're going to be using to fight the nations of the world. Rav Hirsch understands, following his interpretation of this section, this is referring to the nations of the world. Ramos Kabrigonam is a reflection of one type of way of expressing praise to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he explains that because the Geula has been reached, they're now able to fully express their convictions to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and Rav Hirsch explains the emphasis, the importance of recognizing the Goren, the throat, has a very interesting connotation. Number one, it's the intersection between one's inner source of breath, which gives off the sound, and also it's the place where the sound actually comes out from. And he explains this is a mashal or a parable of one's of proper praise, in the sense that he's not just simply giving lip service, but nor is he just being silent. He's able to express his inner feelings both genuinely and also to the rest of the world. And in terms of the second pasuk of Cher Pefios Be'adam, Rav Hirsch explains that the sword is a reference or an allusion to self-defense, not to offense. And he explains that this symbolic sword, the tzilos and the praise that they're giving to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, will number one will be able to be protected from external pressures of society, as well as from the Yom HaDin in the end of days, which will be discussed in the next section. In the last section, the David HaMelech talks about the nekama that Hashem will give to the nations of the world, and it'll become a facilitate more praise to the Chasidim in general. The pasuk continues. It says, "Lasos nekama v'agoyim techechas ba'alamin," to do justice to the nations, and tochacha to the nations as well. And the Radak explains that this pasuk is referring to how Bnei Israel will facilitate this Gog u'Magog nekama experience. Number one, they will be able to vanquish their enemies through nekama, through physical battle. But also, tochacha, before they even attack, the Bnei Israel will be asking why they're doing so, and the nations will still continue to fight. And Bnei Israel will then have to mete out justice upon those who are attacking them without any fair reason. The Malbim explains that this pasuk is referring to how Hashem will facilitate, or how Bnei Israel will be able to attain ultimate justice. Number one, there'll be the Kama, physical destruction, as mentioned in the previous pasuk in the previous section, but also there'll be this tochacha, there'll be the theological discussion and dispute amongst Bnei Israel and the rest of the world, and Bnei Israel will become triumph, ultimately enabling the Jewish theology to become dominant over the rest of the world. Rav Hirsch explains that the vengeance that's being referred to and referred to here is referring to the end of days when Hashem will evaluate the rest of the world for and world history for all that it has done. And in order to truly, and the reason for this, Rav Hirsch explains, is in order to facilitate the praise, you have to remove the evil and have it corrected. So his understanding seems to be that lasos nakam v'goyim means there must be tzarch, like tzarch lasos. There has to be this nakam v'goyim techechas balom to facilitate the rest of this entire praise that we're expressing right now. The next pasuk continues lasor machem v'zikim v'dechbedei mechavei varzel, that the nations of the kings will be bound up in chains, and those are honored in iron chains as well. And the Radak explains that this is referring to the Nakama, that they're going to be taken alive and they're going to be captured to mete out justice. And the parak continues with this final conclusion about the justice. Lasos behem ishbakos, so to do to these kings and these honorable people who are of the nations, to do the justice that mishbak kasuv, that has been written, and it will be hadar lehu lechol chasidav. It will be a glory for all of his chasidim, all of Hashem chasidim haluka. So there's a discussion about what is the mishpat kasuv that's being facilitated. The Malbim explains this is reference to the destruction of the seven nations of Canaan, and Hashem and the Torah tells them to totally annihilate those nations for their evil actions. Rashi explains, however, this is referring, the mishpat kasuv is actually a reference to Yechezkel, which is written a little bit later after Tehillim, and the allusion is to the destruction of Edom for its persecution of the Jewish people throughout the Galus. Through this will ultimately lead to Hadar Hulukho Chasidav Haluka. The Malbim explains the Hadar is not the vengeance per se, but the fact that we're following Mishpat Kasuv. Unlike other outsiders may see this Nekama as inhumane and immoral, but because we're following the Mishpat Kasuv, what Hashem wants, that itself is the Hadar Hulukho Chasidav. It's going to be glory because it's the glory of the glory for these Chasidim, specifically because they're following the Ratzon Hashem. Rav Hirsch explains that the Hadar Hulukho Chasidav is again reflective of the justice itself. By punishing the evildoers, this actually allows and justifies the actions of those nations who've been following HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ultimately, it's reflective of a medrash which says that because of Nishba Kosov, that will erase the sins of man, and that will enable greater praise of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's the entire function of this Nekama, this Yom HaDin, and justice. So just to conclude and review this section, there are four sections to this parak. The first section is an introduction of a charge for a new song to be sung among the Hasidim, which could either be referring to the rest of the world, as our first explains, or Bnei Yisrael, or maybe specifically the elite of Bnei Yisrael, for their close bond of to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the second section talks about envisioning this praise of the Jewish people for the redemption, recognizing of Yismach Yisrael Basav Bnei Tzion Yigiv Malkam, they recognize Hashem as the constant force, but also the fact that there's a Malchus that has been going on and now fully expressed through the Gula, as well as the close connection that Bnei Yisrael have with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. They're going to be singing and praising through song and dance and song and different instruments, and this will be because Hashem is Rotsa Ba'amo Yifer Anavim Bishua, because Hashem wants his nation, and even more specifically the Anavim, and those who have been humble throughout the Galus, Hashem wants those people to express praise to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now shifting into how this praise will be facilitated in the Geula, it's the Pasuk continues, Ya'alzu Chasidim B'chavod, Ya'anu Amash Kosam, Ramos Kavigarna V'chari Pefios Be'edam, the Chasidim will praise Hashem with honor, and they will be Miranin even on their beds. Meaning, this is either referring to, again, the Hasidim, the Umos HaOlam, who are now able to comfortably praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu, or the Jewish people, who now have so much to praise, even after they finish the song and dancing, after their lives, they still have more, they have gained this close connection, and they still have more to praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The way they're going to facilitate this is through, either their praise itself will be protected, because they've reached this point, or we're talking now about how they're going to get this praise. It's through their tefillos and through their actions of chayr pefios b'adam. And the last section concludes, the fourth section concludes with justice upon the nations of the world who have abused their power, and this will be a source of glory for the Hasidim. simple understanding of all this is that this is referring to the war of Gog and Magog, that Bnei Yisrael will establish the Kaaba both on a physical level and also a theological level, erasing the evildoers, establishing Mishpat Kasuv, and that itself will be a source of Hadar for the Hasidim because they're following Hashem. Alternatively, as Rav Hirsch explains, there needs to be Nekama in order, this is referring to the Yom HaDin, and there needs to be Nekama of the non-Jews, or the nations of the world who have abused their power and afflicted other members, and specifically the Jewish people, because once they're removed, this will enable a greater recognition of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that itself will be the Hadar Hu L'chol Hasidav. That'll be the praise of the Hasidim. And just to put this in context of the progression that we've been developing, we've discussed, seemingly throughout these halukas, we've been going on an upward trajectory from the galus from the Hashem Hashkacha of man in the world, then to the nation through the galus, ultimately reaching Geula. And now we have this new praise and song of the Geula. Specifically now, we're talking about, number one, the rest of the world joining in praise with Bnei Yisrael in this Geula process, as Rav Hirsch explains. And also we're talking about how we obtained this. We've attained this Geula with Hakadosh, with defeating the nations who are abusing their power and affecting Bnei Yisrael, and also through the Yom HaDin, when Hakadosh Baruch Hu removes the evildoers and enables the people who have been following Hashem to now have a greater expression of Hakadosh Baruch Hu, and praise once attaining the status of Geula.